tuning in. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope all you fathers out there had a great Father's Day weekend. And later today, we are going to be joined by Steve Gorman, formerly, I guess currently still, although they're not touring right now with the Black Crowes. He's also moved on up a little bit from his little one-hour show over in Nashville. He now has a nationally syndicated Fox Sports radio show.
Who does he do that with?
I don't know. He's got the same sidekick guys he's always had. And he was so good, and they had heard him, and obviously him, his celebrity did not help, did not hurt him in getting a foot in the door. But he now does a three-hour show. It's on from 3 to 6 weekdays and 12 to 3 Pacific. So I guess that's, what, 2 to 5 here. Steve Gorman Sports since January of this year. So good for him. Happy to see him living his dream. A guy that gets to live out his dream twice. The drummer of a very successful rock and roll band. And now he gets to be a successful sports talk host. So
that's usually the progression. You are in a huge rock band, and then you get into talk radio.
Yeah. Well, I want to go from being a talk show host to a Vuvuzela player on a national stage. But I
think we have one of those down the hall.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You know, I've always thought that there are certain things that make a great Vuvuzela player.
What is it?
And you've got it.
Big lungs?
Yep.
Juicy lips?
Whoa, easy, big guy.
I mean, some guys are born for the Vuvuzela. You're one of those guys.
What's the official noisemaker of the Brazilian World Cup, do you know?
The kazoo.
I love a kazoo. Hey, a couple of things. Congratulations and a game ball to Kawhi Leonard, the soft-spoken superstar who earned the MVP, who, of course, said he didn't expect it, as you might imagine, for a guy that is so young and so talented.
Right now, it's just surreal to me. I had a great group of guys behind me, just pushing me to be aggressive in the game, and they just helped me out.
Yes, indeed. He is the youngest, a third youngest, rather, ever. The first two youngest were both named Magic Johnson. He won a finals MVP at age 20 and age 22. Leonard is 22 as well, but just slightly older than Magic. He took over the third youngest spot from his teammate, Tim Duncan, who won it at 23 in 1999. Leonard was 7 at the time, which is amazing when you think about that. He was 7 when Tim Duncan won his MVP, his first MVP in the finals. And now he's a teammate, and he is the current MVP of the finals. Big performance from him again last night. And, again, great team basketball, and you can't help but tip your cap. I give Miami credit. It sounded like they did the right things from what I heard and saw. And they said the right things after the game as well. So you have to give them credit. But, you know, Eric Spoelstra's also got to give his team credit. Four straight finals, it's not an easy task.
It's not easy, you know, to make it all the way this far. Even as painful as it feels right now, you have to have perspective. You can't be jaded enough not to appreciate that. None of us really feel those emotions right now. It takes a special group to be able to come together, sacrifice, and be able to weather all the challenges four straight years. And two times we weren't able to get over the hill.
I don't know if they'll be back. Something's got to change with this team. Something has got to change.
Speaking of over the hill, Dwayne Wade talked about his performance because he was real bad the last couple.
Nothing. Just struggled a little bit. I'm not, as I told you guys, I'm never going to point at anything physically. I felt fine. You know, I just struggled a little bit offensively. You know, wish I could have did more, but it's the nature of the game.
When he missed a dunk, there was a great pass by LeBron underneath to Dwayne Wade. He was underneath the basket, and he went up, and he missed a layup, a reverse layup. And I was like, right away, I'm like, okay, he's not going to be much help.
Listen, there was something that wasn't right about him because he was missing shots, and that's, we talked about it, what LeBron James and Dwayne Wade have done throughout their careers have made difficult shots look easy. So, you know, you watch throughout the series, and the Spurs were getting as many shots as they wanted. They were getting anything they wanted. It was just a matter of, are they going to make it or are they going to miss it? Because they're getting shots. Where the Miami Heat, they were never getting anything easy. Everything was always difficult. Well, somebody had to shoot it over two people, or it was just a tough shot in the lane. So you can credit the Spurs' defense. But when you look at defensively how the Miami Heat played, I've never seen them play so bad. And something was up with Dwayne Wade. You could tell, and he's had instances in the past where He's been the last one to get back on defense.
You think it's a personal thing?
I don't know what. I can't put my finger on it.
Do you think that his fiance is breaking up with him and he's all sideways in the head?
I don't think so. Okay. What I do think, though, is Miami better get right in terms of make the necessary changes they need to, because it's not going to get any easier to beat the Spurs, Oklahoma City Thunder. The L.A. Clippers are out there trying to get better every day. Chicago Bulls. They're going to have Derrick Rose back.
Theoretically.
And so you're going to have what's turned into one of the top one, two, three big men, however you want to put Joakim Noah, whatever camp you want to put him in. I think he's fantastic.
There's no question. He's Defensive Player of the Year. He's first-team All-NBA. I don't think there's any doubt.
And you add Derrick Rose to that mix, a former MVP. I realize he's been out for so long, but the guy still is a former MVP of the NBA. So they're going to be able to make a run, and I don't see – it's not like, you know how Manu Ginobili finished this last game? He was fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. He was great. You look at it and you say, well, my God, why would he retire? And then you look at...
Well, he's not going to retire.
You look at Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
I don't see how Dwayne can... They've done everything they could to make sure that he was as fresh and energetic as they could throughout the season. And he wasn't. I mean, what do you do?
He was good throughout the playoffs until the finals.
But that's you could,
that's sort of important, I know.
Certainly, and you looked at the Pacers were about as brutal and pitiful of a team as you can get. So, I mean, you're almost playing against halfwits.
Who do you want to get rid of on Miami? I mean, Battier's already gone, so that clears that out. You want to keep the Birdman, right? He's a good energy guy, good defensive guy, good rebounding guy off the bench.
Yeah, that's all he's going to give you, really.
Okay, Haslam, you want to boot him? You done with him?
I think UD has certainly had his better days. You have to.
You still want to keep the big three if you can, right?
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
Or do you want to free up some salary from one of those guys?
There's no question. If I'm one of those guys, I'm doing whatever I have to do. And apparently what it looks like, if they do, they'll have to opt out of their contracts, renegotiate at a lower price so that they can get. And here's the thing, Justin.
It'd be easier to get them to do if they had won this year, maybe.
But everyone talks about the big three. In reality, you can go back and look at teams that have won the NBA championship in the last decade or even longer than that. Yeah, they've had a big three, but they've also had a fourth. And that fourth guy is always made up of somebody who is young, so they get him at a cheap price. And you look at the Celtics' big three. They had Rondo, okay? You look at the Spurs. I mean, Kawhi Leonard's in his third year now. So you're benefiting from having a solid base of three Hall of Famers.
Well, don't forget Danny Green, too.
And a young
huge
potential. Yeah, and he was huge. So... You know, you look how these teams have been, they haven't done it with just three guys. They've always had that fourth guy who can step up and make a big difference. In Miami's case, like last year, it was a different guy. It was one day it was Chalmers
like
playing big. Next day it was...
The Bulls had Michael, Scotty, and Horace Grant, and then they had Michael, Scotty, and Rodman. But they had a collection of guys that would step up big and hit jump shots or whatever.
So you need, if I'm the Miami Heat, you have to get... I don't know if Carmelo Anthony's going to be the answer, because good luck putting that
one together. I'm not sure Carmelo's Anthony's the answer for anybody, but we need to talk about that coming up. Also, how great were the Spurs in the history of the NBA? Details on that coming up. I'll give you a heads up. They were really great. Also, who wants Melo the most, and who's the favorite for next year? A little more NBA talk as we wrap up this first hour of The Zone. It is 10:44.
Hey, don't